90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Moths, unlike their butterfly relatives, fly mostly during the night. This means they often share the skies with bats, which are similarly nocturnal. Bats and moths have engaged in an arms race for nearly 65 million years, as bats evolve ways to hunt down moths, and moths evolve ways to evade bats. For instance, while bats essentially use sonar to scan the nighttime skies for moths and other insect prey, using pulses of ultrasonic sound, insects have evolved bat-detecting ears sensitive to ultrasound. For instance, tiger moths possess sound weapons they use to deter bats. By flexing structures on their midsections, known as timbals, they generate ultrasonic clicks that can apparently startle bats. And now scientists have discovered that hawk moths, another group of moths, ward off bats with sounds generated by rubbing their genitals. That may sound strange, but it's much like crickets make their noise by rubbing their hind legs across their midsections. Now, the fact that both male and female hawk moths give off sounds with their genitals suggests these sounds may play a role in mate selection as well.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.